Now hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. And this is the gospel of the Lord. So shall we take a moment to pray as we stand? Dear Lord, as we think on your word this morning, we pray that your Holy Spirit may be here among us to open our hearts to your word and your word to our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please do sit down, everyone. I think I'm not the only one who thinks this, that one of the saddest things in this world is wasted effort. There's something really saddening about effort put into a thing and then no fruit yielded from it. Sometimes we can absolutely break our backs doing something. We can put all the effort that we have, all of the energy, all of the thought, and at the end of it, it can yield absolutely nothing at all. And it can be all manner of things. There are all sorts of things, endeavours that we can pour our hearts into, and yet find that they don't do what we thought they were going to do. Sometimes the failure has nothing to do with us. It's just that the people around us weren't willing to pick it up. The world wasn't ready for a new idea. Lots of different things. And we find, I think, especially in any gathering, any organisation that we're part of, that there can be a real fear about trying a new thing because you don't know if it's going to be successful or not. There's no kind of path ready for you. That you take a risk and you can go out and failure is always an option. You can work your socks off and then suddenly you can find that it just doesn't work. But that's something that you have to do, isn't it? It's something that you need to accept. And it's something true as well, I think, that it's not just in effort that we put into something, but sometimes it can be something that's within ourselves. That feeling of going out into the world and being told you've got real potential. And that's a terrifying thing to hear. Because if you don't fulfill that potential, you spend an awful lot of your time thinking, you know what? I had so much potential and I've wasted it. That can be a thought that can absolutely go around in your head. I should be better than this. I was told that I had potential. It should have done something for me. That feeling of, did I peak? Did I peak in my early 20s? Was that the best I was ever going to be? There is something really bedrock deep about fearing that effort will not yield result. Which is why the parable of the sower is such an important one for us, because this parable is all about results not being yielded. It's about accepting the fact that there are occasions, and in fact, there will absolutely be occasions. It's not by chance. This is the way the world is. There will be occasions when your very best efforts are not going to yield what you hoped they would. When the sower goes out to sow that field, you can only imagine that he would be thinking that every single seed was going to take root and grow. Our farmers today, when they go out into their fields, they have a very good idea of where the best places are. They have maps about where the moisture is in the field, about where the fertilizer is in the field. It's GPS controlled. Every seed has to do the best that it can do. When the sower goes out to sow that seed, he's hoping that every single seed there will yield what it's supposed to. And yet, it absolutely will not. And the sower sows it anyway. That is the key to this parable, I think. The sower sows it anyway. Do we think that people back in the first century didn't know how to sow seeds? Do we think that without the GPS tractor controls that they weren't able to do their job? I think a few millennia of people sowing seeds in field of cultivation and agriculture, that sower knows how to do his job. He knows where the good soil is in that field. And yet he sows that seed in every possible place. Here is a lesson for us. Let's come back to it. We started today with that reading from Isaiah, this amazing word of the Lord, which says there is bounty that comes from God. God's word is like the showers that water the earth. When my word goes out, says the Lord through Isaiah, it will not return fruitless. It will bring back everything that it was supposed to. Is that the opposite to what we just heard in the parable of the sower? Yes, it is. Let's think about it. He goes out to sow. The word of the Lord goes out and it will yield all that was promised. And the word of the Lord comes through Isaiah and you will celebrate. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The mountains shall be in joy because of this. The word of the Lord does not waste energy. The word of the Lord is always going to go somewhere. So how can these two things be true? How are we able to say both of these things together? That the word of the Lord is never wasted, and yet in the parable of the sower, the word of the Lord, because that's what the seed is, that is going to, in certain situations, absolutely not yield fruit. How can we have both of these things at once? The answer, I believe, and this is a lesson for our hearts, the answer is that maybe it doesn't yield fruit yet. Maybe that is the word that we need to be hearing. Because ground changes. It does not remain the same all of the time. And when the word of the Lord comes to us, it doesn't come just one time. God doesn't just speak into our lives once. He doesn't send people to tell us about the good news of Jesus Christ one time. He doesn't reveal to us his love and his grace and the good things in the world just once. And if we miss the opportunity, we're finished. Not at all. We can have the word of the Lord shown to us every minute of every day. It can be in front of us. And maybe there are times in our lives, and there are people in our lives who might be in those places. There are times in our lives where we're not able to hear it yet because of those things. We're not the right soil in that moment. It's not going to take root in that specific time. But it's not just once. It will come back, and people change all of the time. And our situations change all of the time. And who knows when God is going to work on that person. This parable isn't about being soil. This parable is about being a sower, about being a faithful follower of Jesus and of obeying those commandments of God to be the person who sows the seed anyway. We have already received the word. We're not changing the kind of soil that we are. We're the right soil. I hope and pray we are already the right soil. It's not about changing who we are. It's about giving us confidence and perseverance to keep throwing the seed out there, to keep being the sowers who are able to spread the goodness of the Lord into the world. Because the people around us are changing. That is fresh soil Who knows when God is ready to work on those people? God's time is his time. And what we're given as reassurance in that word from Isaiah is that the word of the Lord is never wasted energy. When we spend our time talking to somebody who says, you know what, all this Jesus nonsense sounds like a bunch of rubbish. I think you're telling me a bunch of nonsense. We can feel downhearted by that. We can think, well, maybe I'm telling it wrong. Maybe I'm the wrong kind of example. Maybe I'm a failure. I'm a failure at being a sower. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's not about your skills as a sower. Maybe that soil just isn't ready yet. But you keep sowing it anyway. Because who knows when that soil will change and that person will have a gap in their heart and be ready to think about this word and not just reject it out of hand. Encouragement, support, reassurance to each of us. Never be ashamed, never be disheartened about being a follower of Christ in this world. Even if people think that we're foolish, even if people argue against us, and they will, in all of these situations, be ready to keep sowing that seed. God's time is perfect, and no seed is ever fully wasted. Maybe not now, maybe next time. Amen.